T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You got anything to say for yourself?
We didn't think it was that big a deal.
No big deal.
It's a big deal.
Big deal.
Big deal.
Kind of a big deal in New England right now.
No big deal.
Not that big a deal.
Not a big deal, huh?
Why does that make such a big deal? I don't understand that.
No big deal.
Big deal.
Is Joe Biden getting a bad deal here?
Oh, thank you, Glenn. Thank you, Glenn. Leonard Hair Transplant Associates. Big deal, no big deal. Losing your hair, kind of a big deal. Treating it with Dr. Lopresti at Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, not a big deal. Call them now at 1-800-GET-HAIR. Tyler!
Christian, I know you are a big football guy, West Coast guy as well. You're a big Pac-12 guy. Of course, your kid goes to Colorado.
Yep.
So he plays the USC Trojans, who do not currently have a head coach because they fired Clay Helton earlier this season. And earlier this week on the Dan Patrick Show, Carson Palmer recently said that Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin was the frontrunner for the USC job.
Ooh.
So, of course, he denied that today, but actually took that a step further. Here is Mike Tomlin today.
Mike, at any point in your coaching career, did you ever have an interest or express an interest in being a head coach in the college game?
Tim Benz.
And do you have any idea?
Wait, stop!
How that
holy crap!
Big deal or no big
deal?
Wait a second! Tim Benz asking the major
wait
questions.
Wait a second!
That was
good!
Tim Benz.
Wait, hold on!
It pissed him off.
Good pickup! I did not even pick that up.
Dude, the hair was raising on my arms. What are you talking about?
Wait, that was muzzled. I'm wearing a face mask. Tim Benz, was it not?
Yes,
holy
it was.
Crap. Good pickup on you.
Let's hear it again.
This is a hell of an exchange.
Let's hear it again.
Mike, at any point in your coaching career, did you ever have an interest or express an interest in being a head coach in the college game? And do you have any idea how that may or may not have led to folks like Ryan and Doug Whaley and Carson Palmer connecting you to some college jobs?
Hey, guys, I don't have time for that speculation. I mean, that's a joke to me. I got one of the best jobs in all of professional sport. Why would I have any interest in coaching college football? That'll be the last time that I address it. And not only today, but moving forward. Never say never, but never. Okay? Anybody else got any questions about any college jobs? There's not a booster with a big enough blank check.
Anyone else? All right.
Thank you. Anybody asking Sean Payton about that? You know, anybody asking Andy Reid about stuff like that?
So a strong response from Mike Tomlin, a strong refusal. He's not going to USC. Is that a big deal or no big deal?
It's a big deal. I love it. I love it. One, okay, because Tim Benz involved in this, which is great. The other part is James Franklin was just asked about this also. They got a big game against Ohio State. You know what he says? Oh, you know, I'm just focused on Ohio State. This is a guy that flat out does not want to coach college football, wants nothing to do with it, doesn't want his name involved in it, doesn't want to be part of the stupid charades that goes on in the college coaching ranks. And then I love how he rips the boosters. There's not a booster out there that can write a big enough check.
You believe that?
Yes,
oh, there's
I
a
do.
Booster out there that can write a
yeah,
check.
Yeah, no. He doesn't. Why would you want to go from the pros where he's got a great job? He's like Bill. He'll be there till he wants to be done.
No,
never say never, but never.
Oh, that's my
I'll
other line.
This.
I love it.
I think it's a big deal because I actually had this visual of Tim Benz's reaction to this. Like Tomlin's getting mad at him for asking the question. And, you know, Benz is pissed. Well, I was calling it BS. Like, I wasn't saying you should. I was just saying it's BS. These other people are reporting it. I wasn't. Why are you getting mad at me? I could just see the reaction, which is just priceless. But, whatever. Big deal. Yeah, sure, that's fine. Because obviously this guy has no interest whatsoever. You're right. He's not going to leave Pittsburgh where he's successful. I think that's interesting at the end. He's talking about you asking Sean Payton or Andy Reid. What is that going to do with it? Because these guys are struggling this year, too?
Your guys are white. No, I think it's a white-black
thing. No, see, I don't think it is. I think it's more of these guys are struggling, too. Why aren't you asking them? I know we're 3-3. Things aren't good right now. Things aren't going well for Sean Payton. They're not going well for Andy Reid right now. So things aren't going well. Now you think I want to leave?
Thank you.
I didn't read it that way. I actually was reading just some things just before he actually brought this up, where it was being considered a race thing.
Well, that's because you just bring race into
that's
everything.
That's true. I do. It's like Mean Wiggy. Mean Wiggy.
It's definitely time to add that one to the Tomlin dictionary, isn't it?
I think, first of all, fantastic pickup by you. Unbelievable.
A big deal out in Hollywood right now is the death of the cinematographer, Halyna Hutchins, and that is for the movie Rust that she was working on. Of course, the shooting of... you're looking at me?
No, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Alec Baldwin was behind the gun that accidentally had a real bullet in it and shot and killed the cinematographer, Halyna Hutchins. A weird twist in the story. We found out that the crew members of the movie Rust were participating in a pastime called plinking. I've never heard of this. Apparently, it's where you shoot, you go out in a rural area and shoot at beer cans with actual live ammunition, and that is how a real gun with real bullets ended up in the hands of Alec Baldwin. Is that a big deal or no big deal?
It's a huge deal. I mean, you're using a gun with blanks on a set for a movie, and crew members are loading it up and going out and having fun shooting beer cans on the side beforehand. And
no, but they're using that same gun,
the same
Lou.
Gun, but I'm saying rather than putting blanks, they're like, hey, let's put real bullets and go have some fun. Like, the fact that, like, after you do that, you don't have the sense to be like, okay, we need to make sure that we've got the right bullets or get the bullets out of a gun and put the blanks there. We're on a movie set. And you don't have the mind.
This is such a big deal.
Double check, triple check, quadruple check a freaking gun.
Like, put some sort of like yellow tape or something like that, or mark it. The fact is, this is a huge deal because one of what they were doing, like no accountability, no safety, regulations whatsoever. I know there are safety regulations, but they obviously don't care. But the fact is that Alec Baldwin, the actor, is getting criticized for being the cause of this. All he did, the day came up to him and said, here's the gun for your next scene. Okay, there you go. So he's getting blamed for the death. Like, it's his fault. Like, he should know better.
I know.
That, to me, is the big deal. Think about this. Whether you like Alec Baldwin or not, this guy has this on his conscience for the rest of his life. He mistakenly, accidentally, wasn't his fault.
This is where you go too far with, like, the politics. So you don't like Alec Baldwin's politics. You know, this is like, even Republicans, right? They don't like Alec Baldwin's politics. So they say, good, he should go to prison for murder. And it's like, come on, dude, listen. Take the politics out of there for a second. The guy is an actor. He took a gun that was supposed to be blanks, and he shot and killed somebody that he knows. And we're like, put him away forever? Like, this is an accident. We just want him to fry because of his politics?
Yeah.
He might not like his politics, Ryan, but, I mean, be a human a little bit.
What do you call the guys that are handling the gun? The armor guys? What do you call them? Are they called something?
I mean, they should be, prop experts, and there probably is something for the people.
But isn't there something like overseeing it? Like, the safety? It's not like, I know, like, OSHA, right? On, like, construction sites.
Yeah.
But, like, as far as a movie set goes,
there's, like, a name for it. Armor,
like,
or something.
I mean, good God. And how the hell?
You got to clear it with the government wherever you're shooting. You got to sign a bunch of paperwork that says we're not going to basically play with these. I can't even believe that they brought the guns for the movie offset to go have fun. That's
ridiculous.
Insane.
Those guys need to go to prison.
They did not follow any kind of regulations that they should have.
Mm. All right.
Next story here. Public schools here in Melrose, Mass. Are working to, quote, de-emphasize Halloween activities in the classroom. Instead, the district says it seeks to hold fall activities to ensure that all students and staff feel safe, included, and represented. Is this a big deal, no big deal, Loomer Loning? The de-emphasization of Halloween
is a huge
in
deal. We're freaking losing our minds.
Oh, lost it.
And I will tell you, it's not just Melrose. I just got word that it's happened in God's country.
Where is that?
It's going on in Framingham.
God's country.
Yeah, you're not even allowed to read Halloween books because, it offends people, certain religions. I don't know if they think Halloween's like the devil or something like that. So we want to be inclusive and tell 98% of the kids who just want to dress up and eat candy that they're not included anymore. They're not included. Like, so we're just getting rid of Halloween? Like, do we have to just politicize freaking everything? Like, everything? Well, like, how are you possibly inclusive? How, we're not about inclusive. No, we're about division. Everybody just wants to divide and hate everybody.
But please explain to me, how is Halloween? Getting rid of Halloween, like, you know, it's they want to be all inclusive. So I don't. What is dressing up like, you know, He-Man?
I don't know.
Or, you know, I don't know.
I guess there's like
Barney the Dinosaur. How is that bad?
Out there that look at Halloween and say evil? I have no idea. And I would say don't participate in Halloween. You know, and you're absolutely right. A bunch of kids dressed up in Toy Story costumes isn't the devil.
I have a Halloween party I have to go to this weekend. And for the record, I hate Halloween. I never liked it. I was always the same thing every single year. That was a football player because I had a football uniform. So it was easy. This year, I'm going as Papa Smurf.
Are you?
I have my red sweats. I have my blue shirt. I'm going to paint my whole face blue. I hope that's okay with everybody. Huh. If you see me around Foxborough, don't throw stuff at me. I like candy. I like getting drunk on Halloween. I like it when women dress up as in slutty outfits.
Yes.
How about that?
Yes,
an
I like
excuse
it.
To dress up in slutty outfits.
Yes,
that's
I
what
like
Halloween
I think
is
we're
about.
We're doing like Friday night is the same thing. We're doing like the whole like grease thing.
And oh, yeah, and you fit right in.
And it's perfect.
Oh, you better not do it.
I want to go as Vinnie Barbarino, but I got to go as the Grease character of Travolta because I don't care. My wife wants to wear leather. I'm in. I'm
Danny's
all for it.
Show.
Let's go.
I mean, how the hell do you argue that? You want to wear leather? Perfect. Let's do this. Yeah. Whatever it takes, right? But I don't understand. I don't understand it.
But like, to me, it's
I don't
biggest,
understand how far are we going
to
go.
This is it.
Like, why do we even celebrate
Groundhog
Thanksgiving?
Day.
Like, it's getting
oh,
to the point.
Next.
We
that's
went
next.
Over there and just said, it's our freaking land. Get the hell off.
Yeah.
Like, why don't we get rid of that, too? Why don't we just get rid of everything? And I tell you, we could all be miserable and wear freaking masks everywhere. And just, it's just jabbing ourselves with everything. Like, seriously, it's all, like, get rid of all the fun. Like, just the kids can't even eat candy. They can't even dress up. Well, I tell you, in my town, come on over. We're giving out candy. Please come and dress up. Everybody. It's just freaking ridiculous.
I thought Halloween was the one untouchable.
It's Halloween.
It's not even a holiday. It's
no,
not a holiday.
It's just fun day.
It's not a celebration of
let's
it's not
have
Thanksgiving
fun
with your family. It's not Christmas with, you know, none of that stuff.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's Halloween. It's all
and
about candy.
Framingham is doing this now.
So yeah. The superintendent.
You can't read Halloween books. Oh, but you can take them out of the library.
Give me a
oh,
Halloween.
God, Jesus.
Wait, give me a Halloween book. What's a Halloween book?
I don't
book?
Know, but there's plenty of books. What's the thing with the pumpkin? I don't know. They
The Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown?
I don't know.
So this is a statement from the Melrose Superintendent of Schools, Julie Kuchenberger. She said, we pride ourselves on being one community open to all. For this to be
no,
true.
No, you're not. You're not open to the people that like Halloween.
Lou, she says, we must live this mantra in all we do. This includes
sure.
in-school celebrations.
Oh, wait, say
but
what?
It's not about all.
Hold on.
It's what not
the,
about all.
Who? What kind of? What is her title?
She is the superintendent of schools in Melrose. It says, in Melrose, we pride ourselves on being one community open to all. For this to be true, we must live this mantra in all that we do. This includes
So 90% of the people and the kids want to dress up for Halloween. 10% don't like it.
Not even 10.
Like 3%. 1%
so we don't
want it.
The majority anymore.
So the majority of people do not
yeah.
get what they want
right.
because the 1%ers are pissed off about it.
And we have to
it.
Change yeah, all right. this all-inclusive
oh my
stuff.
God,
so, I mean, there are, you know, there's a lot of changes that maybe make other kids feel uncomfortable, but we don't give a rat's ass about you, about anything. It's just about, like, one parent or a couple parents screaming and yelling. No more Halloween. Halloween is a fun day.
It's
what's
about
this woman's
candy.
Name again?
That is Julie Kuchenberger, the
Spell
superintendent
it.
Of schools.
Get her
Julie
on the show.
Kuchenberger.
Has she explained herself other than just
you think
a
Julie
press
Kuchenberger
release?
Celebrated Halloween when she was a
she
kid?
She probably did.
No, she doesn't believe in it,
but
clearly.
Some parent came up to her and said, you
yes.
know what? This is offensive.
Yes.
Like, I do
I'm
not
offensive.
Like Gem
Inclusive.
And the Gemstones. The Gem and the Gemstones are gross.
And the Melrose parents who want to keep Halloween for the kids.
That's
now
what Kim's going
what
as.
A
she's going,
now a
she's going as Gem.
Okay.
I'm going as Papa
yeah, they're having
Smurf.
A parade, right?
It's a big 80s cartoon.
Oh, yeah, baby. 80s cartoons.
They got a petition. They're having a parade, correct, in Melrose?
Yeah, there's a petition with over 1,800 parent signatures started this morning. They want to keep Halloween for the kids.
Well,
I don't know what Gem is.
I mean, you don't do it in school. Right after school, have a big Halloween party in the parking lot. And I don't know. Everybody, what are they going to do, arrest them? That's it. Put all the kids in cuffs. Have a bunch of kids in Toy Story uniforms in cuffs for celebrating Halloween.
Now all I want to know is, can Gem wear leather pants?
Yeah, Gem can wear leather pants. I think it's more like leopard print.
I know
the
Sandy.
Denim vest.
Sandy can from Greece. Believe it.
Oh, yeah.
So we found Sandy after her transformation.
Yes. Yeah, we're talking about the...
you don't want
the,
Sandy
No, we're
D
talking
before.
About the carnival scene.
Oh,
the
very end.
Yeah, we're
yeah.
going carnival blah, blah, scene, baby. Boom. That's about it.
We
it.
Found out yesterday with Mac Jones joining us every Monday at 2:30 here at Maloney and Forey. He told us his pregame meal, no matter what time of day, he eats it probably at 6 a.m. on Sunday mornings. He likes steak, eggs, and spaghetti as his pregame meal. Eats it every week.
Yeah.
So that prompted Andy Gresh
oh, no.
to list his pregame meal, which is very extensive and odd. Here
Wait, pre-show meal?
No, this is when he was in when he was in high school. This is his pregame meal. I heard he said 300 pounds.
Offensive lineman Andy Gresh.
300 pounds? Can you imagine Gresh 300 pounds in high school? I haven't.
A couple years ago.
Really? 3 years
he
ago.
He looks great now.
Jeez. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. All right.
Did I ever tell you what my pregame high school meal was?
No, I don't think you did.
Oh, this is gross.
What? Oh, don't do this.
No, because you won't imagine that someone at 300 pounds at 16, 17 years old was eating this and then going to play a high school game. A
couple of Laffy Taffys?
I ate two Whoppers with both fries and onion rings.
Okay.
And then I would go to the Newport Creamery I used to
you
work
have
at.
A milkshake?
No, oh, I would God. Get a four scoop. There was a name for it. The four scoop sundae. Then I go next door and buy a package of Twinkies and a Mountain Dew, where then I go out for warm-ups, and I come back in, and right as the coach is giving the big speech, there I am, eating Twinkies.
Before every game?
Yep.
That's disgusting.
I only crapped myself one game.
Is it a big deal or no big deal? Andy Gresh hasn't had a heart attack yet. My gosh.
Awaken 180 weight loss, people. Was that sponsored this segment? Or
yes.
No,
Dr. Leonard.
Okay, that's a big deal. Okay, come on, because like... the calorie count on that, I just don't know like how you actually move, because usually your pregame meal would be at least 3 to 4 hours before the game.
See, the two just Whoppers so could... and fries, you're like, okay, but then he goes Sunday.
No, hold on. Fries and onion rings.
Yeah, so one beach. That's still huge, right? That's still huge. I get it, but he's a big fella. But then you go four scoop ice cream Sunday, and you don't have enough sugar in you yet. So then you got to go Twinkies. Like, after the ice cream, you're like, I need more? Like, I need more sugar? And then you go Twinkies?
To me, it made me laugh because there was two times in my pro career where my pregame meal came back to haunt me. Okay, the first time when I was a rookie, and my parents are from Louisiana, and my aunt was like, hey, come on over, pregame meal. Don't eat with the team. I'll make gumbo. Well, she makes a huge pot of gumbo. You know my gumbo stories, right? So I have like 4 to 5 bowls of gumbo. The next day is obviously the game, and I'm in warm-ups, and I have leakage. It is like I can't control it, and every time I run,
it's good gumbo.
I feel like I'm like starting to chafe a little bit, just like Gresh was talking about. I was like, I had to change my pants twice because of gumbo leakage. I mean, so it's a real thing. Like
leakage or gumbo?
No. Gumbo is great. The fact is, if you don't monitor and regulate your pregame meal, you're either too full. Or you don't have enough fuel. Like, you got to find the perfect... That's why it doesn't surprise me that Mac Jones has it regulated to steak, pasta, and eggs.
Wow. Wow.
I mean, bring a meal for baseball players.
Yeah,
I mean, what, like a stick
in high
of gum?
School, used to be
greenie?
Jolt Cola in high school.
Give me a couple greenies and a cup of coffee, and I'm fine.
We used to pound Jolt. What do you got, Tyler?
I got $275. Worth of Alaskan king crab. That's not even including the shrimp.
Yeah, $230 Alaskan king crab.
It was expensive.
Okay. And that is big deal, no big deal.
I made it.
Very nice. Very well done. Very well
I knew,
done.
I knew that would piss you off.
Very well done. Let's...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.